الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم، وعلى أزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأتباعه بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as the signature of the mu'mineen, as the criterion of the Muslim, as the sign of the Muslim and the mu'min, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu ashad, more than anything else. The believers are those who have ashad of hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have the greatest love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among all the things of this life that they may love, including their own lives, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu more. And Allah mentioned this as a quality of the believers. And if you read the ayat before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who do not believe, they love other things and they honor other things. But the sign of the believer, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, but those who have iman, أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, their greatest love is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now, what is this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how is it to be expressed? And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the simplest of criteria, the easiest thing to do, where he said, jalla jalaluhu, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, make my ittiba. He said to his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, O my Nabi, say to them, O my Habib, say to them, O you who I love, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you say that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you claim to say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, make my ittiba, emulate me, imitate me. In what? In everything. It's a non-qualified statement. Ittiba in what? In everything. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. And what will happen? Allah will love you. Allah will love you. So one is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a condition of iman. The second is to claim that I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because this is a condition of my iman. So I'm a Muslim, therefore I love Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that is not enough. If you love Allah, then emulate my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Condition. If you love Allah, if you have iman, love Allah. If you love Allah, emulate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These things are linked. So therefore, if you have iman and you are not emulating Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you need to think, do I really have iman? Or is it only a claim that I am making that I have iman? When you enter a country, it is not sufficient for you to say, I am a citizen of India, or I am a citizen of United States, or I am a citizen of the UK. Not enough. They say, where is the proof? Where is your passport? No, I don't need a passport. Don't I look like an Indian? Doesn't matter. You can look like an Indian. You can look like anything you want. If you don't have your Indian passport with your name and your photograph and so on in it as proof of your citizenship of the country, sorry, you cannot enter this land. Simple as that. Go get a passport. Go get a passport. Otherwise, you are deported, you are sent back home to wherever you came from. Because you don't have the passport of your country with you, you will not be allowed to enter the country that you want to enter. what is our passport when we want to enter Jannah? What is our passport when we want to enter Jannah? The photograph on that passport, who does it look like? Does the photograph look like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or does the photograph look like Bill Clinton or Bill Gates? Who does it look like? Criteria for entry. And unfortunately, from that place, there is no going back to your country to get a passport. When you land there, you land there. There is no going back anywhere. So what is this passport? The passport is the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And see the beauty of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have left it like that and said, condition. If you have iman, love Allah. If you love Allah, emulate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khalas. Allah did not leave that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yuhibbukum Allah. When you do that, Allah will love you. What bigger incentive can anyone with atom's worth of iman in his heart, what better incentive can you get than to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will love you if you imitate and emulate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What bigger incentive? Where am I going to find a better incentive than this? If this does not motivate you to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then seriously, my brothers and sisters, you've got some major problem with your iman. May Allah protect you, because on the day when Malakul Maut comes for your soul, I don't know whether this iman will remain with you or not. Seriously, ask yourself this question. Because if this iman cannot get you to do what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered, if this iman cannot even make you go against your own nafs, how is this iman going to help you against Iblis, who will exercise his full power at the time when Malakul Maut is there to take your soul and my soul? How is this iman going to save us? Tell me. This iman cannot even make us do one simple thing. Every morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have iman, love Allah. If you love Allah, emulate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every morning we prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not love Allah. We prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not love Allah. By removing the sign of the emulation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from our faces, how are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi. How are we going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every morning you are proving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu that you do not love Allah, because you refuse to emulate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is to not follow a sunnah because you did not know about it or by mistake or something. But the other one is to actually go against the sunnah deliberately, to break the sunnah. There is a difference. There is a huge difference between the two things. The major difference. How are we going to talk our way out of this? And it's all because of our nafs. Somebody, some agent of shaitan put this into our mind to say that you look better with a beard, or you look better without a beard, so you shave your beard. Some shaitan put in your head to say that you look better without the hijab, so you take off the hijab. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I was listening to a beautiful bayan by my teacher and my great friend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and increase him in iman and increase the benefit that he causes to the people. Sheikh Zahir Mahmood, about the last days of Osman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, last day, actually his death. And I'm not going through the whole story, it's too long and too painful. But after they made him shaheed, the rebels, they dragged him out of his house and they threw him on the garbage pile. And they announced and said that nobody will bury Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. This is a man who collected the Quran. This is a man who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married two of his daughters to. When the man hit him with the sword, Sayyidina Uthman, in a reflex, he put up his right hand to block the blow of the sword, and his hand was cut. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said to his assaulter, he said, "Wallahi, you have cut the first hand which wrote the Quran." I'm talking about the issue of hijab. When they threw the body outside, and they made this hukum to say nobody will bury Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Umm Habiba bint Abi Sufyan radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she came out and see what she said. She came out and she said that if you do not allow Uthman to be buried radiallahu anhu, she said, "I will come out into the street and I will take off my hijab. I will take off my hijab and I will bury Uthman myself." Even in that state, the rebels who murdered Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, even they had the shame, and they said, "How can a Muslim woman be in the street without a hijab? If a Muslim woman takes off her hijab in the street, this is an insult to every Muslim man. And this is not any ordinary woman. This is the wife of Rabbi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is the mother of the believers. How can we allow her to do that?" And then they permitted Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu to be buried. And for those who are interested in the details, and those who spread the lies about the alleged enmity between Sayyidina Uthman and the other Khulafa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu ajma'in, and Sayyidina Ali and his family, people spread these canards, this falsehood. They should know who buried Uthman radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was buried by four people. Who were those four people? Ali bin Abi Talib, Hassan ibn Ali bin Abi Talib, Hussein ibn Ali bin Abi Talib, and Muhammad bin Talha radiallahu anhu ajma'in. These are the people who came out at the risk of their own lives, and they buried Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. This is the power of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we reject it. These are the stories of those who loved Allah and those who Allah loved, Jalla Jalalu. Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu, after Sayyidina Uthman died, he saw a dream and he narrated this dream and he said, "I saw my grandfather." Who is his grandfather? He said, "I saw my grandfather standing by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu." And he said, "Abu Bakr came radiallahu anhu and he put his hand on the shoulder of my grandfather." And he said, "Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu came and he put his hand on the shoulder of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu." And he said, "I saw the face of my grandfather and he was so sad and he was so worried." He said, "I have seen him so many times in my dream, but I never saw him like that." And then he said, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu came. And he said he had his head in his hands and his face was covered with blood. And he came and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, ask your Rabb. For what sin was I killed? What sin did I commit for which they did this to me?" Ajeeb, eh? These are the people Wallahi, Allah knows. For myself, I'm not afraid of death, alhamdulillah. But I dread the day when I will stand before Allah. And the standard that Allah uses, for who is a Muslim, are these people. Because if they are Muslim, Allah knows, if they are Muslim, then I'm not Muslim. If they are Muslim, then I'm not Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to use that criterion when it comes to judging me, but use the criterion of His maghfirat and His mercy, which He promised that it overcomes His anger. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use that criterion when it comes to judging me, and I ask this dua for all of you. That may Allah use that criterion to judge us when we come before Him, and not to compare us with the standard of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in that He created. My brothers and sisters, I advise myself and you. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that we express in song and poetry and in nasheed and khawali. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be expressed the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be expressed. And that is by the ittiba of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please do not play with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proof that you do not love Him. Don't do this to yourself. Because the day will come when we will remember all of these reminders. Wallahi, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day to make it that I will remember them in a state where I am happy to hear and remember them. And that I will not remember what I am reminding you about as a way of ibrat and hasrat for myself to say, I said this but I did not do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from listening to things that you don't practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you among those who listen and who practice. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with His barakah and His nur. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.